The man doesn't feel as powerful or accomplished as he imagined. He draws the conclusion that the woman must be of low value, and therefore not worth any more of his time or effort. Think about a lion hunting in the wild. Part of the honor a lion receives from the rest of the pack is how successful it is in hunting for prey. The lion usually prefers hunting for strong and healthy animals and will avoid wounded animals at all costs, unless it's hungry and has no other choice. The reason lions are king of the jungle is because they are masters at hunting. They love the process just as much as they love to feast on their catch. Men have a similar instinct when it comes to finding women. Of course, if they're desperate, they will approach any kind of woman who's an easy catch. However, an easy catch doesn't earn the respect and adoration of the man. As the saying goes, easy come, easy go. But when a man sees a bad bitch from a distance, his hunting instincts kick in and he's forced to take the process of courtship seriously. He understands that getting this type of woman won't be easy, and this immediately increases her value in his eyes. She becomes the prize that he hopes to obtain, and he will do anything in his power to get her to notice him. The more he works at winning her over, the greater his investment grows. Soon he finds himself thinking about her all the time and fantasizing about being with her. If the bitch is interested in the man, she will show her interest by allowing him into her world, but at a gradual pace. She isn't in a rush to take him off the dating market or claim him as hers. She respects herself enough not to come off as being desperate for a man. Wooing a bitch takes time and a genuine commitment to getting to know her. If she doesn't sense a man's devotion to her, she will be quick to exit his life. There aren't many books that study assertive women and how they manage to succeed in every aspect of their lives. Well, thanks to my own desperation, I have analyzed how bitches navigate the dating scene and end up with strong, respectful, and loving gentlemen. In the following chapters, I'll break down the feminine power and then explain how every woman can channel their inner bitch to learn how to seduce men effortlessly. Attracting a man is easier than you think, and it doesn't require making any superficial changes to who you are. Attracting a man is about tapping into your own strength and confidently expressing who you are. Chapter 1. The First Couple, Adam and Eve. Well, knowledge is a fine thing, and Mother Eve thought so. But she smarted so severely for hers that most of her daughters have been afraid of it since. Abigail Adams. The Temptation in the Garden of Eden. It took God 7 days to create the heavens and the earth, and after preparing the world for mankind, he created the first human being. He was male, and his name was Adam, which means son of the red earth in Hebrew. Adam was placed in the Garden of Eden, where God had planted every kind of tree bearing all sorts of fruit. I imagine that Adam felt like a kid in a candy shop, being told by his generous father that he could eat as much candy as he wanted. The only instruction God gave Adam regarding the surplus of food in the Garden of Eden was to avoid eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, situated in the middle of the garden. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat from it, you will certainly die." Genesis 2:16-17. Shortly after leaving Adam to wander alone in the garden, feasting on anything he could find, God saw that it wasn't good for Adam to live without a companion. He decided to create a female counterpart to be his helper, and together they would run around naked, feasting on delectable fruit. The woman's name was Eve, which means source of life in Hebrew. When Adam was introduced to Eve, he was enamored with her feminine strength and beauty. He saw her as his equal, even though they were